From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and Niger have reached an agreement that would permit armed American military drones to be based in Niger for use against jihadist terrorist groups in the African nation. That word from a U.S. official speaking to VOA. The Pentagon has been trying to get permission from the Nigerian government to arm drones long before a militant attack near the village of Tongo Tongo on October 4th killed 4 American soldiers, 4 Nigerian soldiers, and a Nigerian interpreter. The agreement was finalized this week. It's a major expansion of the U.S. military's efforts to counter terrorism in Africa. It's unclear whether the drones will be used to carry out targeted strikes or solely as a defensive measure. More than 400 American Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country, according to the U.S.-led coalition that is fighting the militant group. The international coalition continues to provide support in nearby Deir Ezzor province, while Syrian government forces backed by the Russian military conduct a separate campaign in the same region. The Marines and their artillery were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish and Arab troops and the Syrian Democratic Forces. They recaptured Raqqa from ISIS in October after an intense offensive that was supported by coalition artillery and aerial attacks. The Pentagon has said officially there are 503 troops in neighboring Syria, but U.S. officials said as of last week the number was closer to 2,000. This is VOA News. British lawmakers and government leaders continue to react angrily to President Trump's retweeting earlier this week of anti-Muslim videos first tweeted by a far-right British politician. On Wednesday, Prime Minister Theresa May condemned the tweets, and Thursday, she said the United States and Britain have a, quote, enduring relationship, but she says her position on the tweets is clear.
But the fact that we work together does not mean that we're afraid to say when we think the United States have got it wrong and to be very clear with them. And I'm very clear that retweeting from Britain First was the wrong thing to do.
Media reports on Thursday in the U.S. say President Trump will likely name Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to replace Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State. The State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert denied the reports.
Here's what I know. I don't work at the White House, but what I can tell you is that that Chief of Staff Kelly called our department this morning and said that the rumors are not true, that those reports are not true. That is what I've been told. That's what we've been told. And you heard from the White House today that they have no personnel changes.
The U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq said Thursday its airstrikes have killed 801 civilians since late 2014. However, outside groups say the number is much higher. The watchdog group Air Wars estimates that as of the end of October, coalition airstrikes have killed almost 6,000 civilians. Former Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has been ordered to stand trial on charges that he bribed a witness to give false testimony at a trial 4 years ago. He was eventually acquitted of paying for sex at that trial with an underage prostitute. The trial for the 81-year-old four-time prime minister is set for February. Berlusconi at the same time will be trying to reclaim control of the Italian government in new elections. And the 2017 Atlantic hurricane season has finally come to an end. In all, 17 named storms swept across the Atlantic this year, 10 of them rising to hurricane status. But the season will be remembered for the deadly trio, Harvey, Irma, and Maria, that brought death and destruction to Caribbean nations and the southern U.S. This was the first year on record that the U.S. was hit by 2 Category 4 hurricanes. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.